Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary here at the CVS store in Raleigh. Just ahead, a look at the ongoing investigation after those suspects drove their car into the front doors.
And back to steamy today after a little break in the humidity yesterday, but we're headed toward tropical. We're going to see a heat index well into the triple digits as we get into the weekend. I'll show you what it will feel like.
Also coming up, I-540 back open this morning after police were there overnight. What we know about the investigation that closed several lanes. A lot of news to get you in this 8 o'clock hour here on Fox 50. We always appreciate your time. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along here as we get our Wednesday rolling along here midweek, and a big change coming as well. We enjoyed yesterday.
Yeah,
you found some shade.
Sure,
it was super nice. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. It's about to change.
Yeah, we're looking at some showers that have popped up down to the south. Down in Bladen County, you have a little lightning and thunder. It's likely to move on to the east across Garland in Sampson County. But most of us are ending up seeing a lot of bright sky. This is a look at Zebulon, the historic town hall there. 76 degrees now, and the dew point has jumped to 70. So that really one day break from humidity is ending. We see that dew point climb into the 70 degree range, and it really feels sticky. So not as comfortable today as it was yesterday. 75 in Fayetteville, 72 in Goldsboro, 63 still in Roxboro. Temperatures are warming up pretty quickly, but holding on to a more pleasant feel there in Roxboro. We climb into the 90s by lunchtime. We'll see 94 this afternoon. The heat index will be in the upper 90s for today, and we'll have a 20% chance of some showers and storms. The heat index keeps climbing into the weekend, as does the chance for showers and storms. I'll walk you through it coming up, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. We got a new crash to tell you about at 8:01 here this morning. It is off of Lake Wheeler Road and Tryon Road. We're going to zoom in there to the map. We do have some red on the sensors on Lake Wheeler Road. So if you have to use that intersection, I know a lot of people do, that is causing some slowdowns in that area. Let's take a live look at I-40 at I-885, the Durham Freeway. We're not seeing any slowdowns in that part of I-40, but we are seeing a little bit of a slowdown on the Beltline. Give yourself 15 extra minutes if you do have to use the Beltline to head to work this morning.
Thanks, Brett. The search is going this morning, growing, I should say, for the people who smashed a car right into the front doors of a CVS store in Raleigh early this morning. Deputies say they got inside that store on Creedmoor Road in Raleigh, and WRAL's Laura Levine joins us from that CVS. We now know this is being investigated as a burglary, Laura.
Jeff, well, those deputies and employees have finished cleaning up the mess that was left behind after the suspects in a vehicle crashed their vehicle intentionally into the front doors of the CVS behind me. You can see tape still up here, but the front doors, those damaged doors, are now removed. Get a look at some of the extensive damage that was left behind as a forensics team were taking photos and collecting evidence. Glass was shattered everywhere, and tire marks are still visible on the sidewalk. The Wake County Sheriff's Office tells me it was around 3:30 this morning when a vehicle drove into the building. After the crash, a group of people got out and went inside the store. It's still unclear at this time what they might have taken, if anything at all, from the store. No one is in custody. The Sheriff's Office says surrounding counties have been notified. So a big clue will be finding a vehicle with front end damage. We're still working to get the details on that, but this remains an active investigation as they're looking for the people responsible. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And we're following more breaking news. I-440 is back open after a law enforcement investigation lasted into the early morning hours. Officers surrounded this area here on Six Forks Road overnight. The WRAL breaking news tracker spotted nearly a dozen law enforcement vehicles around 1 o'clock this morning. Several lanes were closed as officers placed evidence markers in that area. The road reopened around 3 this morning. We've made calls to figure out what prompted this investigation. We'll bring you any updates on air and on WRAL.com.
We're just about a half hour away now from getting a little more information about inflation improvements across the country. It might not be enough, though, to stop the Fed from throwing another rate hike at all of us. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with how this new data coming out today could affect our local economy. Laura, or Kelsey.
Good morning. So June's Consumer Price Index report is going to come out in less than 30 minutes now. And recent data shows that inflation is slowing down a little bit, but it's still above the Fed's 2% target rate. And when you're talking about inflation, you know that it's there because you still see gas prices like this. Gas is still over $3 a gallon. And economists expect to see a 3.1% increase in consumer prices in June's CPI report, down from 4% in May. UNC economist Gerald Cohen says he's expecting inflation will go down. It just may not be as much as people are expecting. Cohen says we're in good economic standing here in the Triangle, but inflation is impacting our housing market the most.
As opposed to a number of other places where you've seen, you know, a moderation in rents, a moderation in prices, or even decline, you know, meaningful declines, you're not really seeing that in the Triangle.
And economists are expecting that the Fed will increase rates based off of the inflation numbers that should be coming out later today. And that CPI report will be released this morning at 8:30. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, DMVs all across North Carolina will be back open today after an internet outage forced the agency to reschedule hundreds of appointments. The problem started a little after 9 yesterday morning when someone cut a fiber line between Raleigh and Benson. That cut service to 30 driver's license and license plate offices in parts of Fayetteville, the Triangle, the Sand Hills, and beyond. The call center in Bladen County also lost service. The DMV is working to reschedule any appointments that were missed.
New this morning, Ukraine is getting a substantial new aid package from the G7 nations, including the U.S. World leaders, including President Biden, agreed to the deal this morning. Later today, President Biden will sit down with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. While the Ukrainian president is not getting an invitation to NATO just yet, Zelensky says he is encouraged that one day Ukraine could join NATO when security returns to his country. New video released in just the last few hours shows President Zelensky arriving at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Within the hour, Zelensky headed a news conference with NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg. As for the president, President Biden, he will also take part in a meeting about allowing Sweden to join the alliance. That'll happen today, and he will then head to Finland, NATO's newest member nation.
Well, a driver who killed four people in a Johnston County crash on I-40 will not face any prison time. William O'Neill pleaded guilty yesterday to 6 felony charges related to this crash near McGee's Crossroads in August of 2018. State troopers tell WREL O'Neill was driving a flatbed truck and didn't slow down when traffic stopped ahead of him. He slammed into several cars, causing the fiery crash. The judge sentenced him to several consecutive sentences and suspended all of it. He also put O'Neill on supervised probation for 3 years.
Temperatures in our area are going up, and Cumberland County is offering shelter for those who are stuck in the heat. Cooling stations will open countywide tomorrow and will stay open at least until Sunday. They include the Cumberland County Department of Social Services, the county's health department, any Cumberland County Public Library, as well as the Fayetteville Cumberland County Parks and Rec. All locations will be open for normal business hours.
Well, Democratic State Senator Mike Woodard plans to join the race today to become the next mayor of Durham. Woodard told WREL he plans to file the required paperwork to run this morning. He served 7 years on Durham City Council before winning his seat in the state Senate. Woodard is running to replace Mayor Elaine O'Neill, who said last month she is not seeking re-election. Durham's mayoral primary is nonpartisan. It takes place in October.
2-2 to Diaz, is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front.
And there they stay, National League champions of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That home run by Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies put them up for good. And they got a 3-2 win out of this. The American League had won 9 straight All-Star Games, so that streak is over. Diaz earned MVP honors for his game-winning homer. The 32-year-old made his first All-Star Game appearance of his career. Amazon Prime Day is here, and you may be waiting for a few important packages, right? Coming up, how to keep those packages safe and out of the hands of porch pirates.
Also, Bank of America customers could soon see some extra money coming in their accounts while the bank is having to pay up.
7-day forecast filled with heat after a little break from the extreme humidity yesterday. It's coming back today and it will last into the weekend. We'll also have a better chance for storms getting into the weekend as well. I'll walk you through the timeline for the rain coming up.
Welcome back at 8:12. A pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers up there in Chapel Hill. You're waking up to Carolina blue skies this morning. It feels comfortable out there right now, but we're going to turn the gauge back up on the muggy meter. As always, we thank you for watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Let's bring meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner into the conversation. But you know, wherever you look right now, it's comfortable, but it's going to end.
It is already seeing that dew point climbing up to around 70 degrees. And once it hits 70, it just feels oppressively muggy. But we're, you know, right here in the hottest part of the year around the Triangle area. So, you know, we get through it and it'll start to get better in, you know, a few weeks. Goldsboro, lots of sunshine, beautiful sunshine here in Fayetteville. There was some cloud cover earlier. There's a little cell that's down to the south and it brought some cloud cover to Fayetteville, but no rain there this morning. Chapel Hill and Apex, both looking beautiful and blue. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We've had this little cell that's now turned into a bit of a line down to the south. Not severe weather, but we'll zoom in just a little more closely here. It looked like we might see a little rain in Garland, which is right there, but it's started to dissipate nicely now that we're beginning to heat things up a little bit. So I think the rest of the viewing area should escape without seeing any of that rain. Here's the big picture. High pressure should keep things dry for us. High pressure systems have sinking air, and that really inhibits the chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll take a look at future cast as we go through time. Watch what's happening up around Chicago. You can see that cluster of thunderstorms. That's going to dive in toward our area later on. Not today. Today we'll have a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. And then again, late on Thursday, we'll have the chance, about a 20% chance each time. But we'll see some development again from up to the north that starts to dive in on us as we get into the day Friday. That's likely to fizzle out by early Friday morning, but may leave a lingering shower for first thing Friday. And then we're going to see just the remnants of that starting to redevelop with some daytime heating Friday with a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. Right now, we're not under a level one risk for severe storms on Thursday or Friday. Today and Thursday, it's a 20% chance. But Friday, we bump that chance up to 60%, and then Saturday also 60%. That means that our temperatures will be a little bit cooler as well. We dropped that high a little bit for Saturday, which I'll show you in just a minute. Tracking the tropics, things, you know, looks like we've got this line of activity coming off the coast of Africa, but there's nothing here that looks like it's going to develop anytime soon. We'll head up to the north and east of Bermuda. We have that system sitting in the middle of the Atlantic. It has a 50% chance of developing in the next 7 days. But here's a look at the computer model plots for that. Even if it does become Tropical Storm Dawn, it's going to wander around out there in the Atlantic and eventually just fizzle out. Our temperature today, 94, 95. Today's heat index is going to be in the upper 90s, looking at low 100s for Friday. But so much humidity around as we get into the weekend that it's likely to climb to 105 and higher, which could mean the Weather Service will issue a heat advisory. We'll be watching that for you, along with that increased chance for thunderstorms. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. We do have a new crash to tell you about that's out there on the roadways right now. A little bit of a slowdown on the Beltline as well, but we're going to first zoom in on Fayetteville Road as you come into the Raleigh area at Mechanical Boulevard. We got a lot of red on the sensors because of a crash that just happened about 20 minutes ago or so. Damage only in that crash, so they should work to clear it as quickly as possible, but it is causing some slowdowns. Over off Lake Wheeler Road, there's also a crash at Tryon Road that's also causing some red on our sensors. We're working to learn some more details on exactly what happened in that crash. Take a live look. I-40 at Trailwood Drive. That's where we're seeing a lot of slowdowns as well. Give yourself about 10 to 15 extra minutes if you have to use I-40 on the southern side of Raleigh. I-440 at Capitol Boulevard. That's our look here on the Beltline. That one also starting to have a little bit of traffic that's easing at this point at 8:16, about 10 minutes or so extra if you have to use the Beltline this morning. Ken and Jeff.
Hey, Beth, thanks. Well, a Nash County man will spend 3 years in prison for attacking a police officer during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Matthew Bedingfield is from Middlesex. Videos from the riot showed him hitting police officers with a flagpole. He pleaded guilty earlier this year. The FBI says he went to Washington, D.C. while out on bail for attempted murder. Police say back in 2019, he shot a 17-year-old in the head at a Walmart in Johnston County. We're working to learn the status of that case.
Federal investigators are offering some more insight into why a plane landed without its front landing gear in Charlotte. According to a preliminary report from the NTSB, investigators say they found a fractured upper lock in that landing gear. That's what caused the problem. It happened on a Delta Airlines flight that was headed from Atlanta to Charlotte last month. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The NTSB says the investigation continues.
Nearly all Hollywood productions could soon grind to a halt as the Screen Actors Guild says it is prepared to join the writers on strike. The Actors Union agreed to a request from Hollywood studios to hire a federal mediator, but SAG says it will go on strike at midnight tonight if a deal isn't reached. The writers already on strike in Hollywood say they're encouraged by the possibility of actors joining them.
If both unions struck together and were in solidarity, it would really have an impact on the industry. Without actors or writers, I feel like that would get things moving.
You know, there's not been an actor strike in Hollywood since 1980.
As you're waiting for your shipments from Amazon Prime Day, law enforcement is on the lookout for people plotting to steal them off your porch. Officers are warning people to protect their packages from these so-called porch pirates. They say you should consider using a visible security camera and a porch lockbox and leave instructions for delivery drivers about concealing your packages. You can also talk with a neighbor about keeping track of deliveries. WRL spoke with Apex Police Chief Jason Armstrong, who said if you have an item stolen, it's important that you report it.
If we get the report and the information provided to us, then that lets us know what areas we're having problems. And so if we only get one report of a stolen package from one area, but we actually had 10 packages that were stolen, we don't know the magnitude of the problem.
Law enforcement estimates only about 17% of people report stolen packages to police. An estimated 1.7 million packages are lost or stolen each day nationwide.
Well, June was the hottest it's ever been, and we're seeing the effects of the heat in Antarctica, in the Antarctic. Sea levels, ice levels hit a record low. The World Meteorological Organization says the levels were 17% below average this year, breaking the previous June record by a large amount. While those numbers went down, global sea surface temperatures went up, reaching record highs for May and June.
The FDA says more than 21,000 electrosurgical tools are under recall this morning for posing a potentially deadly risk. You are still able to buy the products for now, though. They're from Johnson & Johnson's Mega 2000 and Mega Soft reusable patient return electrodes. The pads conduct an electric current through the body when used during surgery. The FDA says it's received 63 reports of people getting hurt, including third-degree burns. Investigators are trying to figure out how those injuries happened. So far, there are no deaths reported.
Well, Bank of America will have to pay up over accusations it opened fake accounts and charged illegal junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ordered the company to pay more than $100 million to consumers. Federal regulators also accused Bank of America of withholding credit card rewards. Now, if you think you are part of this and affected by all this, the CFPB says you don't need to do anything. Bank of America will either deposit funds into your account or mail you a check.
Happening today, Keenan Stadium's transformation into a soccer pitch will begin ahead of a sold-out game between two top English teams, including one owned by actor Ryan Reynolds. Those crews will install the nearly 100,000 square feet of fresh sod right on top of Keenan Stadium's turf there on Chapel Hill's campus. Now, this is for the match between Chelsea and Wrexham next Wednesday. Reynolds bought Wrexham in 2020. The teams will also have an open training session at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary the day before the game.
A lot of people excited about that. Well, thousands of Wake County teachers will get their new supplies from school year this year thanks to the Wake Ed Partnership's Community School Supply Drive, which gets started today. The drive will stock the shelves at Tools for Schools, the organization's free supply store for teachers. More than 20 donation stations will be set up around the triangle, including at the YMCA locations. Tools for Schools opened last year and has already given away more than $340,000 worth of classroom supplies. Now, coming up in our third hour of local news right here on Fox 50, we talk live with the president of Wake Ed Partnership, Keith Poston, about this very helpful initiative.
They look cute and cuddly for sure, but a sea otter in Santa Cruz, California has recently been seen attacking surfers. This was video taken Sunday. The otter first bit the surfer's board and then climbed up on top of it. Authorities say this is the fourth time the animal has acted aggressively with a person. Another surfer witnessed another incident Monday night.
This woman, you know, she was like yelling at the kid for hitting the otter, and the kid's like, well, I don't know what to do. This thing's trying to bite me. So the kid was, I don't think he was trying to like hit it, but he was like trying to shoo it away.
And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife say the sea otter is a 5-year-old female. They also say she was seen in the Santa Cruz area with the same unusual behavior last September. Could be that type of season, right? Fish and Wildlife says they are trying to capture that sea otter right now and figure this all out. They previously had to remove her mother from the wild because of her aggressive behavior, and they say it was caused by people feeding her.
Yeah, and again, when we're in the ocean, we are the visitors, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a story that will likely have you saying, aw, look at that. The North Carolina Zoo's newest resident made her debut. That's Jeannie and her healthy baby girl. The little chimp was born July 1st. Zoo veterinarians say she and mom are doing well. She's active and nursing. The zoo staff says Jeannie will hold her little girl exclusively to her chest for about 4 months. The North Carolina Zoo Society members will get the honor of naming the new baby chimpanzee.
So cute. Looking for a job in business? You're in the right state for it. North Carolina ranked best state for business in the country.
To get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
A pleasant good morning to you at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. I hope you are having a good morning. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Survey Weather Center, tracking how our day is going to shape up today.
Plenty of hazy sunshine here in Sanford. This is a live look. Our humidity has already started to creep up after a fairly comfortable, you know, relatively day yesterday. We're seeing temperatures climbing into the 70s right now under mostly sunny skies, and our humidity is now climbing up. We're already up to a dew point of 70. We'll climb into the mid-90s for this afternoon. You don't want to overdo it outside today. The heat index will make it feel like the upper 90s. We're going to climb easily into the 100s with the heat index over the next few days. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. And we are seeing a couple of crashes out there, most of them minor in nature and not causing any major delays. But we do have one on Fayetteville Road as you come into Raleigh at Mechanical Boulevard. That one is causing some pretty big backups there. You can see some of the red that's on the sensors. Give yourself some extra time in that area. We also want to tell you about some slowdowns. 3 minutes down to 3 minutes on the Beltline. That was about 15 minutes. So we are starting to see some improvements in traffic as well on I-40 on the southern side of Raleigh, just down to 5-minute delay. Ken?
Hey, Brett, thanks. We're following breaking news in Raleigh. Deputies say a car smashed into the front door of the CVS Pharmacy on Creedmoor Road as part of an attempted burglary overnight. The front door is crushed. Investigators say they're still searching for the person or persons responsible. I-540 is back open after a law enforcement investigation lasting into the early hours of this morning. Officers surrounding an area near Six Forks Road around 1 this morning. We've made calls to figure out what prompted this investigation. We'll bring you any updates on air. And of course on WL.com. Ahead on Fox 50, what wildlife experts want you to keep an eye out for after a man was attacked by a rabid fox. And up next on Today, rounding up the hottest Prime Day deals.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary here at the CVS store in Raleigh. I'll explain the new details we've learned about what happened.
Lots of sunshine across our viewing area right now. Here's a live look at Wilson. We're going to see that sunshine matched with more humidity, bringing us higher heat indices and also a better chance for showers and storms. I'll show you when.
Plus, I-540 is back open once again this morning after police were there overnight. What we know about the investigation that closed several lanes right there. We do have a busy Wednesday morning we're getting to right now. I want to thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. We all felt how comfortable it was to walk out there, but you know, all good things must come to an end.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Our dew point has jumped to 70, and that is solidly on the muggy side. We had a slightly more comfortable air mass with us yesterday, but that is over for today. Our temperature is 76, and look at how calm the wind is. This is a live look at the whirligigs here in Wilson, and they are still. That's not a good sign. It's going to make it feel more uncomfortable. Mid-70s for Fayetteville, Clinton right now, 78 in Southern Pines, 76 in Durham, still 66 6 up in Roxborough, but we're warming up fast. We'll climb into the mid-90s for highs this afternoon. We'll see a heat index in the upper 90s and just a very small chance for showers and storms. Our heat index continues to climb, as does our chance for showers and storms later in the week. I'll walk you through all that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. We're following breaking news right now. The search is on for the people who are responsible for smashing a car in the front doors of a CVS in Raleigh early this morning. Deputies say they got inside the store and on the Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. WREL's Laura Levine was there as this burglary investigation began.
Deputies and employees have cleaned up the mess that was left behind after that vehicle intentionally ran into the front doors here at the CVS behind me. You can still see tape up, but the doors were removed. Get a closer look at this video from the scene where you can really see the extensive damage as forensics were on the scene taking photos and collecting evidence. Glass was shattered everywhere. Tire marks are still visible on the sidewalk. The Wake County Sheriff's Office tells me it was around 3:30 when a vehicle intentionally drove into the building. After the vehicle crashed into the store, they tell me suspects got out and went inside. It's still unclear what they might have taken from the store. No one is in custody at this time. The sheriff's office says surrounding counties have been notified. So a big clue will be finding a vehicle with front end damage. As this remains an active burglary investigation, they're still looking for the person responsible. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
More breaking news we're following this morning. I-540 is back open now after law enforcement investigation that lasted into the early hours this morning. Officers surrounded the area near Six Forks Road overnight, and the WRL breaking news tracker spotted nearly a dozen law enforcement vehicles there at the scene. This was after 1 a.m. Several lanes were closed as those officers were placing evidence markers all around the area. The road reopened just before 3 a.m. We have made calls to figure out what prompted this investigation, and we'll bring you any updates we get on air and online at WRL.com. Also new this morning, Ukraine is getting a substantial new aid package from the G7 nations, including the U.S. World leaders, including President Biden, agreed to the deal this morning. Later today, President Biden will sit down with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. New video shows Zelensky arriving at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Within the last couple hours, Zelensky will be headed to a news conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. As for President Biden, he'll also take part in that meeting about allowing Sweden to join the alliance today. He'll then head to Finland, NATO's newest member nation.
And breaking overnight back in this country, Iowa is one step away from turning strict new abortion rules into law. The state's legislature passed a ban on abortions after 6 weeks, just after midnight, following a marathon 12-hour session. The special session was called by the state's Republican governor, who is expected to sign that bill into law Friday. 20 states nationwide have passed new abortion restrictions since Roe v. Wade was overturned. That includes a 12-week ban here in North Carolina that went into effect July 1st.
Opening statements will begin in the trial of a former Durham gymnastics coach accused of touching children inappropriately. 2 days of jury selection are complete in the trial of Stephen Maness. He faces 4 counts each of indecent liberties with a minor and sexual battery. The former Bull City Gymnastics owner was offered a plea deal last year, but prosecutors took it off the table after a judge raised concerns that Maness would not have to register as a sex offender. Victims said the alleged abuse went on for years. New satellite images show the extent of the flooding in parts of Vermont and upstate New York. Look at the difference in those pictures. Wow, the images were taken before and after this week's storms.
Similarly, Jeff, take a look at this drone video showing a broader view of that flooding in Vermont. Crews from across the Northeast are there helping with search and rescue efforts. You can see the flooded roadways that forced thousands to evacuate. Officials say thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. There's no reports of any deaths in that state, though. Swift water rescue teams have performed more than 100 rescues.
And we have a live look for you right now at RDU International Airport. We're keeping a close eye on flight delays. Things appear to be running a bit smoother. 12 outgoing delays and 2 cancellations. Last night, there were dozens of delays because of rough weather all across the country. If you are flying out, you'll still run into some problems if you're connecting through places like Chicago. There are nearly 100 flights delayed or canceled this morning.
Well, new this morning, the next Mega Millions drawing will be worth more than $500 million. The jackpot now up to $560 million because, once again, no one won the top prize in last night's drawing. You want to check your ticket, though, if you want a smaller prize, possibly. Four tickets in North Carolina are worth $10,000 for matching four numbers and the Mega Ball. The winning numbers right there on your screen, 10, 17, 33, 51, 64. The Mega Ball is five. The next drawing is Friday night.
And also, Ken, you have another opportunity to become a multimillionaire tonight. The Powerball jackpot is at an estimated $725 million. It's the seventh largest prize in the game's history. You can watch the drawing live tonight right here on WRAL.
And breaking news right now in the WREL Live Center, that highly anticipated inflation report just came out. Inflation rose just 0.2% in June. That was less than expected. The consumer price index was expected to increase by about 0.3% in June. But this might not be enough to stop the Fed from throwing another rate hike in there. Recent data shows that inflation is coming down. I just want to show you the stock market right now. As that article just mentioned, the futures are all in the green. They are soaring right now amid this news that inflation rose just 0.2% in June.
Michelle, thanks for that update. 8:37 now. New hope this morning in the search for a North Carolina girl missing since November. Our tip posted to Facebook could give police a crucial clue to tracking down Madalena Kojikari.
Oh, my girl.
Fort Liberty's 82nd Airborne Division made it through the first round of AGT. The touching tribute the group made and what Simon Cowell said about their performance.
And as we hit the break, you're looking at a sunny Lewisburg this morning. It's nice and comfortable outside right now, but soon, we'll turn the gauge back up on the muggy meter. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the muggy temperatures return.
And 8:41, the time on your Wednesday morning. That's a live look at Carolina Beach from our WRL Live Cam Network. That is just a gorgeous sight right now. A little breeze coming off the water there. Maybe a little cool from the water. I mean, it's going to be hot and humid all week. Could be a beach day, certainly. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. If you found some shade yesterday, you were in good shape. You might need it the rest of the week.
Yeah, yesterday in the shade, of course, we had low humidity. It felt pretty comfortable. But, we get the humidity really climbing, and even the shade can be pretty miserable. But sitting on the beach definitely solves that problem. But there were tons of surfers out there today, too. Blue skies here over Lewisburg. A pretty view here as we look down toward the Tar River. 76 right now in the triangle with a dew point of 70. So that dew point has already climbed. If it stays in the mid-60s, it feels okay-ish. 70 does not feel anything like okay. It's just oppressive out there. We're looking at temperatures climbing into the mid-90s for this afternoon. It'll feel more like 97, 98 with the heat index. You don't want to overdo it outside this afternoon. 94 in Raleigh, Durham, and in Fayetteville. So everybody's sitting in the mid-90s for this afternoon. I got to bump that up. So we're up to tropical now in terms of our muggy meter. We're looking at, we were expecting it to be, closer to steamy today, but we've already jumped to 70. It may fall off a little bit this afternoon, but looking at tropical Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it really looks like that we could see these really hot conditions through the weekend and into early next week. Heat index this afternoon, 97. Tomorrow, 102. 105 is the number at which it becomes dangerous. At 105, the Weather Service typically issues a heat advisory, and we'll see our heat index on Saturday and Sunday climbing up above 105. So we could have heat advisory all through the weekend. So far for July, we've had 9 days out of 12 at 90 degrees or warmer, and the average is 15. So we still have the second half of the month to go with probably no break in sight. We have the potential for above normal temperatures for next week, the 17th through the 21st. But it's July. I mean, that's what we expect. It is rare that we see anything different from that. 94 for today, 95 Thursday. Notice that the temperatures do back off a little bit for Friday and Saturday. We're back down into the low 90s. That's because our chance of rain does go up. And on Friday, it looks like we could see some of those storms right after lunchtime. So that's going to help to keep the temperatures down, but it's still going to be very muggy, and the heat index could still climb to 105 or hotter. We're back into the mid-90s Sunday and Monday, 95 on Tuesday. So again, it goes on and on, but taking a look at statistics, we get toward the end of August, and most of the time we start to see a little bit of a break.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. Well, the man accused of holding a woman in a Fayetteville hotel room and assaulting her for 3 days is now in police custody. 32-year-old Michael McLaurin is charged with crimes, including assault with a deadly weapon and kidnapping. This started at the Holiday Inn on Cedar Creek Road back in July. A woman told police she was assaulted at the nearby Econo Lodge at Red Roof Inn before she was able to get away and call 911 from the Holiday Inn. She was treated for bruises and other injuries. McLaurin is now being held on $925,000 bond.
A dog owner in Orange County is recovering after an attack by a rabid fox. Animal Services says the attack happened on Slide Road in Hillsboro on Sunday. The dog owner was hurt and needed medical treatment. There's no word on the dog's condition. Experts say there are clear signs a wild animal may be rabid and that you should keep away.
An animal that is being aggressive, an animal that is stumbling around, and clearly something is wrong with it, spaced out, that sort of thing. Those are animals that you want to steer clear of.
Also, another way to limit the risk of an attack is to avoid leaving food out for wild animals. If you are bitten by an animal that may be rabid, you should get a vaccine as soon as possible.
Well, new hope this morning for the family of a North Carolina girl missing since November. Madalena Kordjakari was last seen getting off a school bus in Cornelius, which is north of Charlotte. Well, yesterday, someone reported in a long Facebook post that she saw the girl in California. Cornelius police say they're aware of this tip and detectives are following up on the information.
We have about 850,000 law enforcement officers in America. But we have over 330 million people. The way we're going to solve crime is if those 330 million people are involved with the solutions of these cases.
Well, neighbors say even if the tip doesn't pan out, it brings the case national attention, which could lead to answers.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Air France just announced they are coming to RDU. Let's get you live loud to RDU right now. It'll become the 15th airline at Raleigh-Durham International Airport when it launches direct flights to Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport in October. This is all part of a partnership with Delta Airlines. Service is scheduled to begin on October 30th. They'll fly every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And this is pretty cool. The airport now serves a record 7 international destinations. You've got Cancun, Freeport, London, Montreal, Reykjavik, and Toronto.
Oui, bring it on. Thanks, Michelle. Georgia grand jury has been seated now in the 2020 election probe involving former President Donald Trump. Over the next few weeks, the jury will hear evidence of possible interference in the 2020 election count. The most serious of the charges the jury is expected to consider will be racketeering, which could rack up and carry a 20-year sentence. The district attorney says a decision on charges in the Trump case could come next month.
Well, today, some pastors in Tennessee plan to address Ku Klux Klan flyers that were found at several church marquees. Police released this video of someone posting the flyers in Columbia. You see that person there running up to that trailer and putting the flyer on it. The flyers included a warning to, quote, race traitors, mixed breeds, communists, homosexuals, and all other walks of godless degeneracy, end quote.
There's concerning news for people planning to take a cruise this summer. Norovirus outbreaks are surging on ships. The CDC says there have been 13 outbreaks on cruise ships so far this year, the highest number of norovirus outbreaks on cruises recorded since 2012. The exact cause of the uptick is not clear, but experts believe record numbers of passengers might be behind it. The most recent outbreak happened on a Viking cruise voyage from Iceland that docked in New York City on June 20th. 13% of passengers and several crew members got sick.
Well, North Carolina is number one for business again. CNBC ranking our state America's top state for business for the second year in a row. The study says North Carolina is a leader in attracting and retaining workers and career education. It also shows the housing market is handling the influx of new residents with minimal stress. Governor Cooper said the honor shows North Carolina is a prime location for businesses.
That's the first thing they care about, particularly now when workers, there are shortages in many areas. They want to make sure you have the workforce. And CNBC has recognized that North Carolina has that workforce available. And it's because we've invested in our education and training.
Well, this comes after Governor Cooper announcing two new economic developments in our state, 150 jobs in Mecklenburg County for a rail car provider, and 280 jobs to Guilford County for a new Honda jet facility.
Details for Britney Spears' upcoming memoir have been revealed, and music stars unite to fight poverty. Kristen Goodwin with the latest from the Hollywood Nation.
Wonka gives a first look. Music stars align for a cause, and Spears is ready to tell her story in the Hollywood Nation.
Britney, right here, please.
Britney Spears has set a release date for her upcoming memoir. The Woman in Me will be available October 24th. It will cover her rise to fame, music career, and personal life. The pop star reportedly received $15 million for the book, which is now available for pre-order. The lineup for the 2023 Global Citizen Festival has been revealed. Legendary rock band Red Hot Chili Peppers and the iconic Miss Lauryn Hill will headline the annual event. Rap superstar Megan Thee Stallion, singer-songwriter Conan Gray, and K-pop group Stray Kids are also among the artists taking the stage in support of charities working to end extreme poverty. It will take place on Central Park's Great Lawn in New York, September 23rd.
Quiet up and listen down. Scratch that, reverse it.
And Timothée Chalamet transforms into a popular chocolate maker in today's first looks. Warner Brothers Pictures released the official trailer to Wonka featuring Chalamet, leading a star-studded cast as a young version of the iconic candy maven. The musical will explore the early days of the character created by Roald Dahl and famously portrayed by Gene Wilder in the 1971 film. The film arrives in theaters December 15th.
Every good thing in this world started with a dream.
It's Kristen Goodwin reporting, and we're not done with performances. Fort Liberty's 82nd Airborne Division is headed to the next round of America's Got Talent.
You sound great together. The harmonizing is amazing. I loved it. It was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And it crushed it. All four judges gave them a yes after last night's performance. Staff Sergeant Marcus Gilbert said their performance was dedicated to their fellow soldier Elijah Crawford, who died not long before the performance. Simon Cowell told them it was the perfect tribute to the friend that you lost.
I might be biased, but that deserved a golden buzzer.
You're right.
I mean, let's get him right to the live show.
Go.
Well, this morning, the Carolina Hurricanes sled hockey and triangle special hockey teams will be on the ice with future Canes stars today. The players will skate at Invisalign Arena as part of the team's 2023 Prospects Development Camp. Some of the Canes prospects will also be trying out sled hockey and play alongside the youth skaters.
Country music superstar Eric Church is coming to Chapel Hill this August for a special performance. Ticket sales go to Heels for Life, which supports UNC football players in NIL. Calling Me Home, an evening with Eric, is set for August 3rd at Memorial Hall. Tickets are available online for this benefit show, and they range in price from $375 to $1,500. Church is a North Carolina guy. He went to App State and a self-proclaimed Tar Heels fan.
Love that. Well, McDonald's is saying a sad goodbye to its McCafe bakery items. The fast food chain is giving up its line of baked goods. It includes apple fritter, blueberry muffin, and cinnamon roll, which I hear was really good. McDonald's says the timing of halting the items will vary by restaurant, so you may be able to still get some of those last-minute McCafe bakery items. Well, the company says chocolate chip cookies, apple pies, and frozen desserts will stay on the menu nationwide.
Keep it in the food category here. Bojangles teaming up with NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. and country singer Bryce Lee, both from the Carolinas, for two new versions of its chicken sandwich. The options include Bo's barbecue sauce or Carolina Gold sauce and will be available until the end of July. Two celebrities say the flavors highlight the unique style of Carolina.